Hello and welcome to the Second Funniest Podcast. I am your host, Justin Worsham, and with me, as always, is the one, the only, the early adopter.
What's it gonna say?
The technical guru who knows how to turn the switch on for his microphone.
Yeah.
TheKevinMiller.com. Hello, Kevin.
How are you? I'm good. And with me, as always, is another great comedian.
Yeah!
Justin Worsham!
What? Oh, it didn't work. Why don't you like me?
I'm still talking.
Why don't you like me, you stupid... It's because I...
Technical guru!
Yeah!
Justin Worsham!
Well, in my defense, you have one switch to worry about. Yep. I have five.
Oh, good for you!
It's a trap!
Yeah.
Tell us about your shirt.
I got a new one.
Yeah.
Slot, you jump and press the circle button.
Boom.
Hey, there it is. And tell us about your hat that you're wearing.
I'm wearing, I think, a John Fogerty.
Is this
Born on the Bayou or Fortunate Son?
How many do you own now?
At
least two.
At least those two. I grew up being a fan of the Creedence Clearwater Revival, which was later separated to only consist of John Fogerty, who was the front man and singer and writer of all the songs. He wrote Proud Mary that Tina Turner made famous.
Oh, cool.
Big wheel keep on turning.
Mm-hmm.
Proud Mary keep on rolling.
Who's Tina Turner?
What? Remember Ike Turner?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that was the chick that was with him.
Oh, whatever happened to that? They seem so in love.
I really hope that the comedy of that was not wasted, that you would know Ike Turner, but not know Tina. Damn it, that is funny.
I got your
I know you got it. I want to make sure that the people on the other side of this orange windscreen got it.
That's very specific.
Yeah, well, that's everyone.
Yeah,
I have an orange windscreen on my microphone.
Oh,
good for me.
Oh, good for you.
I'm tired.
Why are you so tired?
Because I've been a single father this weekend and stuff happens.
Where's Natalie? Did you guys split up?
Yeah, sort of.
Oh, it was so close.
A little bit, maybe.
Did you make it to 10 years?
No.
Yes, I win.
Yeah, you won the pool with Danielle?
Yeah, that's right.
Hilarious. You want to delve right into these emails and get through this stuff? Or
do you want to do that one?
No.
I know we don't do that so much on this podcast.
I do that on the other show now, so it's okay.
Oh, really? That's your emotional event? So
yeah, that's...
What other podcast is that? Where should we go if you want to hear more?
That's dadsaremorefun.com.
Yeah.
I don't know.
This show is now all business, and that one's your emo show?
Yeah.
Oh, the times.
It's easier for you, right?
What? I care about you, though.
I know you care.
Does Bill still talk
to you.
Oh, okay.
Well, you know, you'll still hear it.
You told my wife all night tonight. I came home and you were exhausted.
I know. My throat is tired from complaining.
Oh, and we got two shows to do.
I know.
Eventually.
And these sons of jerks want 60 minutes each time. How dare they love us so much that they're like, we want more content, a-holes.
One guy said, well, you got better things to do than do a podcast.
Yeah.
And he's wrong.
He's, what? I have a child.
Is that better?
No.
Are
you kidding me?
That's my point.
Although this show's kind of started to cry like my child. Oh, we want 60 minutes. Give us 60 minutes, Justin and Kevin. We need 30 more minutes of your life.
I don't like two things. One, that our children, the fans of the show, are Adam Sandler. And two, how negative
it's. It's the problem with this generation, Kevin,
that
they're all just want to be Adam Sandler. Yeah. They all just come out of the womb. Let me cover some of the milk, mommy. Give me some of the baby milk.
I want to punch you so bad right now.
Go pay with the milk, mama. Go pay with the milk.
Just reach over there and turn that microphone off.
So,
Second Funniest Podcast.
Oh, gosh. Now my throat is tired. All right, emails.
I'm sorry.
No, it's not your fault.
I care.
I blame people. I gotta find those emails though of this person that you want. We got an email. We were just talking about this before we fired up the microphones.
I remember
There has been a lot of requests for Kevin's and my gamer tags for the Xbox Live and the PlayStation Network,
and we'll tell them to you at the end of this podcast.
In my mind, it's when we our last episode.
All right,
ever
the last, yeah. The end of the podcast.
That'll be our big, you know, our big finale. Yep. Our Bob Newhart waking up from it's a whole thing was a dream.
Oh, that's
right,
brilliant.
That's
brilliant.
A great reference for the 10-year-olds listening to this.
They saw the end of Lost.
They better YouTube it. that was a Jimmy Kimmel.
Yeah, Jimmy Kimmel.
Which I don't know if you saw my tweet, but I fell in love with him all over again.
Really?
You know how you have a girlfriend and then you
have a wife.
Okay.
I do not have a girlfriend anymore.
All right. So remember when your wife was your girlfriend?
Yes.
And then when you're first with her, you're like really enamored. You want to spend every minute with her.
Sure.
And then there's that nice little comfortable phase where it's like, oh, she's there, but it's not a big deal, you know, as much, you know. That's what Jimmy Kimmel was for me. When I first saw Jimmy Kimmel at Jimmy Kimmel Live, I was like, this is a guy who's, I love everything he's doing. I had a huge man crush on him.
Yeah.
And then I felt like we kind of got comfortable with each other.
Well, we only saw one taping, which I thought was strange. I thought you'd want to go all the time.
I went twice.
Oh.
I've been twice.
Oh. Well,
I don't know how come we went. I feel like I went twice.
Well, that's interesting.
Maybe I'm counting the time I saw it on TV after I was there.
You mean you've only watched the show twice then?
I feel like I went twice. Huh, I could be wrong.
Yeah, that's interesting.
Natalie would know.
You know, it's across the street from my house.
I know. That's why I don't know why you wouldn't have gone with us if we went twice. Maybe you were out of town?
Or uninvited. Both of these are options.
Well, I don't know why, but the way you said uninvited meant that you were invited and then uninvited. Like
that's
the,
yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, I don't really want me to come.
I don't think that's how it happened. But anyway, so I recently was like, oh, I got to watch his Oscar special because they were doing some kind of tease. And so I missed it. And I follow him on the Twitter.
Because you're 80 and you call it the Twitter.
Well, there is only one. Right? I call Fair you enough. The Kevin.
That's true. You do.
Yeah. Let's not call the kettle black, okay? Darky.
Sorry. Sorry, the Justin.
Thank you.
Now the you orange get it. Windscreen people agree.
But anyway, so I went and I saw he posted links on YouTube. So I'm like, oh, he posted all this. And this Handsome Man's Club. Have you seen this?
No.
Freaking hysterical. Mm. Oh, my gosh. Very well written. Just. It's like, he did this hump aerobics or whatever, he got Scarlett Johansson, Minka Kelly, I think is her name, Sofia Vergara, who else, Emily Blunt, just about every hot chick in every movie ever, he got into this, like, fake ad for his exercise program, and where he just had them hump Pilates balls, Jessica Biel was absolutely hysterical, because she was, like, angry, infatuated, she was like me in that 98 Degrees video they posted on the Facebook. She was angry, infatuated with humping this ball and getting a piece of Jimmy Kimmel. And it was hilarious watching these unbelievably hot chicks completely not take themselves seriously at all and just go nuts.
That's cool.
Yeah, it was great. I enjoyed it. I had a good got a good kick
out of it.
What's
that called? Hot girls hump balls?
Yeah, just go to look for Jimmy Kimmel Live's or Jimmy Kimmel's YouTube channel. Okay. And it's right there on the top. He posted an order. But then I went down, I saw this Handsome Man's Club where he's the president of the Handsome Man's Club and Patrick Dempsey's in it, Matthew McConaughey's in it, Tony Romo's in it. And it's just funny, funny bits.
That's great. I need to watch it more. Is it true that Conan is his sidekick now on that show? Is that how that all
No, but they do look alike. Andy Richter and Jimmy Kimmel do look a lot alike. Oh. And I was really into Conan. That's why I left the Kimmel, because I was into Conan for the Tonight Show. And then when he went back to TBS, it's like, I feel bad for the guy, because it's not that it's not funny. It's hilarious, but, you know, I don't know. So now I'm back in love. I jump around late night shows, I guess. Like,
yeah, because you used to watch SNL all the time. Now you
I
know.
Do watch SNL. Oh, okay. I'm still there. But, I mean, the late night weekly shows, I'd only TiVo one.
Yeah. Why is it that sketch is part of the late night lineup? Why is it, you know, late night variety talk shows, news, and sketch? Why are those the three late night things? I don't understand.
I feel like you're launching a very interesting topic. So to kickstart this, I'm going to say, I don't know. I really don't know why. I think maybe it's that you watch this horrible news and then you want to end off your day by going, ha ha, that's funny politically.
Yeah, but you know, is it just because Saturday Night Live, that's where it worked? Or did they ever try it earlier? Why doesn't sketch work at 8 p.m. on Friday, like TGI Friday?
I think it might be because it takes a niche audience.
Oh.
You know, it's like the real competition between the late night hosts. It's not like they're not getting the same amount of viewers as The Office.
Oh, sure. That's,
you know what I mean? Point. None of them are. So there's not that, you know, there's people who are really interested in the hosts themselves.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like right now, say a Conan.
Yeah.
Or that's just how they like to wrap up the day. Or in my case, like that was the way that I like to kind of get my news, was in a kind of humorous way, kind of like what the Daily Show does. I don't know. Does that answer that?
I think it makes sense.
All right.
Well, because you know that, like, the Tonight Show, it harkens back to the beginning of television.
Yeah.
They had the Tonight Show and the Today Show, and that's what they had on the air.
Did it loop? Nope. Or did they just put that Indian on there with all the circles around
it? Yeah.
And then weird that they chose an Indian to represent the, like, the most highest level of technology.
They don't know how it got in there. They're just like, well, that'll be fine.
What if that was a part of their agreement? Like, if you ever put moving pictures that steal our souls, our picture will be represented.
Well, you're Native American. It's not bad, actually.
Why, thank you. I do all ethnicities except for Cracker.
Cracker ethnicity.
I can't talk like a white man. All I could do is be a black man.
It's because you're a redneck.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wait, what? Was that
so
an insult?
We have letters. Yeah. What's going on?
I don't know this person's name. It just says 00. I don't even know how you do that. But they said
we'll call him double.
00.
00.
Double O. Double O. I'm gonna call him double O.
Oh, I like it.
Yeah.
I wish that had caught on. Oh, I killed Justin.
That was a slow one. I might need a lot. So I'm going to talk.
You know, I think their podcast is funny, but they just sort of hack and laugh into the microphone for about 20 minutes. It's about video games, and then it took like 15 minutes before they even...
Oh, man. All right. So Double Ot says, I don't know where or whom this emails go to.
It goes to the world.
We're all but listening. I just like to know for future purposes. I like you guys' podcast, as I'm sure everyone does. That's it. Please email me back, which I probably know won't happen for two reasons. One, I have no clue where this is going.
He says it like he doesn't know if it's going through the internet or just he's written on a wall.
And two, why waste your time on me?
Oh, that's self-defecating.
What?
Is that not the expression?
Nope. You want to change that? You want to drop that P? You want to grab it by the tail, yank it down a little?
Got it.
Finish that curve over at the top, turn into a P.
Man, I feel like I'm on Sesame Street.
Because he just did a big old Dirty Sanchez on his chest or something? No?
I think you want to take that dirty.
Hey,
into a ball. What's wrong? Do we need to hit pause?
Yeah, hold on.
Let me grab that Indian and slide it in front of the.
Enjoy these commercial messages. I'm a professional. We're back. All right.
Thank you for having me on the show.
You were defecating.
Yeah.
Self-defecating. Mm-hmm. This is what I thought was funny about this is that. Like, it sounds very, like, I imagine Double Ot to be a conspiracy theorist.
Probably.
Like, he's like, I don't know where these emails go. I don't understand this technology. But for future purposes, I just want to know.
Anybody named Double Ot.
Like, he's generating a list of post-apocalyptic people that he wants to be able to get in contact with.
Yeah.
But the flaw in his theory is that in a post-apocalyptic world, probably first thing to go is going to be email.
Ah, probably.
Yeah. You're going to want to figure out
how to
Y2Kers,
do. Those Y2Kers, they figure that out. They're like, take out the email.
Get your water.
Yep.
You're going to want a survival knife. Am I winded from getting up and going to the bathroom? Is that what just happened?
I think so, yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
It is like 15 feet away.
And I take video. I got to stop playing video games. I'm going to be depressed. That's later. I said, let's see if I can pull up my reply. I said, hello, this is Justin, and it also gets forwarded to Kevin.
Which is true.
Yep. And then to which he responds, I like you guys already. XD. I don't know what XD means.
Yeah, it's a smiley face. The X, turn it on its end. So the D is the mouth, uh-huh. And then the X are the two eyes. But think of them as triangles, going like this. So they're like
so
you're
it's
smiling like this,
like a Nocho Libre.
Kinda, yeah.
Mask, because that's what it looks like. It looks like a Mexican smiley face to me.
It's a Japanese smiley face.
They're not triangle. They're diamond shaped. You know.
Yeah.
Oh well. Most famous people I email tell me off in a very rude way. First of all,
who are you?
Yeah, who are you emailing? That is like I imagine is he like
third
trying
funniest
to
funniest podcast? He's, guys are bums.
He's trying to contact Tom Cruise, and for whatever reason, who's from what I understand personally a delight. But whenever
I've seen him wrestle Oprah,
this Double Ot comes at him, and he's like, "Hey, listen, you little jerk."
Yeah,
you know, like what?
Did you see him on the Tom Cruise when he yelled at that guy?
Oh, because he sprayed him with a flower.
Yeah. And he like grabbed him. He's like, that is not funny. That is not acceptable.
I'm trying to do a thing. And
Tom Cruise has got some anger management issues. I think that is clear.
Or maybe the guy was just being a colossal douche by spraying him in the face when he's
absolutely
trying to do an interview.
Absolutely. But put Steve Carell in that position and you don't see him grabbing his wrist and threatening to sue him.
Well, there's a reason, because Steve Carell has been sprayed in the face from the time he was a child. You don't grow up as Tom Cruise ever being trash can. You know what I mean? You don't get turned down by the captain of the cheerleading squad if you're Tom Cruise.
You know, if I didn't know you better, I would think you weren't doing a bit, but I know you're never going to defend Tom Cruise.
I am too defending Tom Cruise. I'm just saying he's not used to that. He's not used to being the butt of the joke.
Yeah, that doesn't excuse his attitude or his behavior.
You mean to tell me that if I shot you in the face with some water, you'd be like, ha, 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 good one, and
when
move along?
When have I ever gotten mad at you for getting anything on me?
Well played. Very well played. Let's hark it back to the year 1996.
You didn't know me in 1996.
Let me finish.
Okay.
I was just settling into Paramount's Great America's Star Trek character makeup room, and I was noticing that I was a young man at 17, and I was alone because I was the new guy, a mid-season replacement, like Leonardo DiCaprio in Growing Pains, another great reference for 12-year-olds. My point being, I felt alone, but I'm like, I'm going to give this another try. Then 1997 came around.
So far, I don't think that part was true, but go on.
Yeah. 1997 comes around. The Kevin Miller walks in. We're having grand old time or whatever, and I don't even know how this happened. I said, how did this happen? I asked for you to put powder on me or something like that.
The way I've heard you tell me the story is that you set the powder down, and as you set it down, the baby powder.
Oh, it poofed.
A little poofed out.
Yeah. And then then you
see,
threw
if you
it
can't
in my...
even remember the story, it doesn't count.
Wow. Touché. You know what I'm going to put? My D is before the X on what's happening right here between you and me.
I don't. What is that smiley face?
You'll figure it out.
DX.
Yeah. Thank you for your kindness. Hard to find nice people out there nowadays. You know what I mean? I like nice people. I don't think it's hard to find. I did not respond to that. I don't know why. Maybe it's because it's ironic that now I'm being a jerk.
Yeah, maybe.
Then he says,
DX to you.
Yeah. Hello again. Hope I'm not bothering you guys, but I had a question. And this is like another day. It's not like I feel like we're reading this every minute. He's sending us an email, but.
Which is kind of, that's what I do for the Facebook page.
Double Hot says, hello again. I hope I'm not bothering you guys, but I had a question.
Is he Double Hot now? Is that his name? Double Hot.
Oh, yeah. You don't, I mean,
go on. Double Hot with the Double Hots.
Even though two things are against me, the answer now comes to mind, and your friend list is probably full, but it is possible you, Justin, or Kevin could possibly add me on PS3 or Xbox. I mean, PS3 would be better because I have no friends, and it's nice to play with friends on PS3 and all that. Please ignore the fact that I'm 15, and I know that everyone thinks that 15-year-olds are annoying, but I have two sides.
Oh.
Yes, I have a funny, annoying side.
I love it. It's funny.
But also...
Who decided that you were funny? Because up until this point, you were only talking about annoying people. So is it funny to you?
Well, I don't... Like, a funny, annoying side.
Is it like third funniest podcast funny, or...
Yeah. I don't know. It's just funny, annoying. That's not... I don't think you could be funny and annoying away.
Gilford Godfrey, he's funny and annoying. It's kind of made a career doing that. Sarah Silverman.
No, she's not annoying. She's crass. Crass is her thing. She's a pretty lady talking about rape.
And she's like...
Oh, I see. Okay. Yeah. All right. All right. Now I get it. So Double Out, you have a funny voice. he also says, but also an intelligent side that appreciates intelligent conversations about the world, life, deep subjects. When you say deep subjects,
yeah,
is he taking spiritually deep or just canyons? Is he a geographical expert of some kind?
Or maybe like an Asian guy named Deep.
Ooh,
my name is
the family Deep. Like he knows everything about the line of deeps.
Right. Yeah.
Are they're Indian Asian, not, you know, China Asian, not XD Asian.
Yeah. Got the DX. It.
Yeah. Wait, what? And politics and different kinds of on controversies and conspiracies, which again brings me back to the other thing. I want to know where this email is going.
I think you're right. I think earlier that was a throwaway, but now you've locked me in.
I think Double Ot's favorite movie is Pelican Brief.
What is this with the Pelican Brief?
Hold on. That's the wrong movie. I'm thinking of conspiracy theory.
But Pelican Brief is a conspiracy. It's like a... Yeah,
that's what they want you to think.
Oh.
Uh-huh. Thank you for your time. Love your podcast. Keep up the good work. You inspire me, Justin, because one of the many things I want to do is be a comedian.
This is all just filler.
If by filler you mean a compliment to Justin, then yes, it is.
Que sera. Shoe on the other horn.
My friends tell me I'm funny, so I figure I could do it as a side thing. But again, thank you.
Side thing?
Yeah.
What's your main thing? School?
It?
Yeah.
I think it's deep subjects. That's his main thing.
Talk about Grand Canyon.
I want to make it sure. I want to make it perfectly clear that I hope Double Odd has listened to that entire thing and known that, hey, we're not making fun of him, that we're big fans and all that stuff. That's all in good fun. Because the last thing I want to know is that, you know, you're throwing yourself out a window.
Depends on what kind of window.
Ooh.
You know, if it's a window into teddy bears.
What would a double... Ooh. I was trying to think. With all the subjects, the deep ones especially,
yeah.
What kind of a window would he throw
himself? I hope not into a deep canyon.
Don't do it, dude. You know what?
It's not worth it.
Tell a funny, annoying joke about that deep subject and move on.
That's
move
right.
on to the controversies and the politics.
What is... You know, when I read that email to Kat, I was like, oh, this is so funny. He wants friends, and he's got all these things, and he says he's 15. And she goes, oh, that's pretty much you. And I was like, no. When I was 15, if I was funny and annoying, I thought it was the way you were supposed to be. I wasn't self-aware enough to know that I was annoying.
So he's a little bit ahead of you.
Yeah, and then she goes, well, no, you always talk about being, you know, deep and yet funny. I was like, what are you trying to say here? So I was slightly offended.
Really?
Not that you're not cool, Double Odd.
Yeah.
But, you know, I'm twice your age, and I would think that I have a little more, you know, interest.
Well, your wife is hearkening back to what she would believe
she didn't
a 15-year-old.
Know me when, no, she was saying now.
Oh.
She was saying that.
My bad. I tried. I thought.
Double Odd and I have the same emotional depth and width. Which might be true.
It's very deep if you cover a lot of deep subjects.
That's true.
You and I have had funny, annoying conversations.
That's true.
We've had conversations about controversies. Yeah. We don't talk a lot about conspiracies. You have a conspiracy?
Yeah.
Who do you think caused 9/11?
Well, yeah, I was going to say, soon? We've talked about 9/11.
We
yeah.
have?
Yeah, you and I have had a few conversations about it.
Do we think it's a conspiracy?
I did for about a day.
You thought it was the U.S. government saying we need to go after the Middle East?
At the time, there were a few things that suggested it, and also the information that I was getting was bad, because it was before you know, the internet was a reliable source of information, and the videos that I was seeing and the testimony seemed normal. But the thing that I was hearkening on was the fact that Bush didn't do anything when they're like, hey, hey, the city is under siege.
Yeah, yeah, I got it.
Yeah.
Trying to read a book here.
That's where I'm like, whoa, that's weird.
Mr. President, one of the towers just fell.
Just one more second. One more second. Never forget.
Which now I know he was just stalling because.
Well, did you see? It was interesting in that because I saw this. Look what you did, Double Odd. Now we're talking about conspiracies. Well done.
Deep subjects.
But on his Decision Point book, the interview
you
he did with Matt
that.
Lauer. I did?
Yeah, I think you read it on this show, actually.
I did?
Yeah, something.
The whole book?
No, just this section where he talks about 9/11.
He talks about when he found that out. They said, Matt Lauer says, why did you not do anything? He goes, because I didn't want to overreact.
Yeah.
He said, I wanted to portray an image of calm, cool, and collect, knowing that we were going to take care of it.
And it was a mistake, and that's fine.
It happens.
And he started it. That in 9/11.
That in conspiracy. Well. There we go. Now we've covered it. Now you are Double Odd.
Yeah.
Change your email.
I do think that the Federal Reserve is responsible for the shooting of JFK.
Really?
I do believe that is true.
That's right, because you sent me that link to that thing. Yeah. I do like that. That JFK was going to abolish the Federal Reserve, and then, boom, he dies.
And he dies. You know, because that's the thing. I know he did a lot of social unrest and was dealing with a lot of different things, but I think he clearly ticked off the wrong group of people, and they would be the ones. Because everybody would point at the fact that it was a hate crime of some sort.
Well, it's funny, too, because my dad, actually, who's a hardcore Republican, he's the only Democrat that my dad really likes, and I think it's because he was kind of just doing his own thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
My dad remembers him as being the guy who was doing what he thought was right and yada, yada, yada.
His own convictions,
Yeah. What's the name of that video that you sent me? I think it would be cool for people listening to this to check out.
I'll find it while we're talking here, and we'll put it up.
Well, I'll do this because we got another email. I didn't talk to you about this beforehand, but I know you got it from Jeremy. He sent in this saying, Blizzard Amusement Park... World Joyland is real. Dreams do come true. Earlier in February, we mentioned that a Blizzard-themed amusement park... I'm sorry, this is coming to us from G4TV.
Did you say Flark?
Flark?
Let's all go to the Flark.
An amusement Flark. Is that not a WoW term? I thought that was a WoW term.
Get your tunes together and let's go to the Flark.
Called World Joyland may have been in the works, and now, thanks to an article...
What a terrible name for
a theme
park.
I think that's a Chinese translation of some kind. World Joyland. Let me explain something.
Happiest place on Earth.
Let me explain something to you, China. If you got the name same world in it. We're going to do the land part. We're going to figure that out. Because, you know, you don't need...
Unless it's intended to be funny. Like, it's Happy Fun Park Park.
Oh.
You know, they're trying to go for this.
Is WoW that kind of campy funny? Is it? Okay.
No, not at all.
Yeah, that's why
I don't get it.
I think it's a crappy translation from Chinese.
Yeah, I think so.
Like, I think that the actual name
You mean Korean?
No, it's China's where it's in Hong Kong.
That's funny.
On the outskirts of... Or, no, I'm sorry. In the Wunjin district.
I'm learning new.
Because I think the actual translation of World Joyland, it's going to be like a stick of a goat eating some form of fruit salad with a roof over his head. And then for Joyland, I think it's actually like a lollipop symbol, but the sticks lead into a garden, I think is how that... Like
it's,
the sticks off of a lollipop.
The American Dream by the Provocateur Network. But if you just look up the American Dream, it's an animated short about the Federal Reserve.
Talks about how the whole thing of like how the economy has crashed and everything. And I thought it was pretty informative and
it gives
and
you
fairly objective. There's some little kind of hey, you know, kind of thing.
And there's some jokes. They do it in the style of South Park, but they definitely point out some things that people I know are not aware of about inflation and interest payments and taxes that you will blow your mind when you watch it. And
anyway,
it's pretty funny.
Back to Goat Lollipop Garden. Let's see. It says here.
Goat Lollipop Garden.
That's what I'm calling
I'm
the Blizzard
there.
Amusement Park. The theme park will have five areas: Island of Mystery, Terrain of Warcraft, Universe of Starcraft, World of Legend, and Moles World. That's the kid area.
Moles World. Not a Viking area?
No, that's what it says.
Lost Vikings was there. This is pretty sweet.
It might as well be called Dreamland. I've already bought my ticket. Joyland's website shows off all of the various worlds, but unfortunately, it's only available in Chinese. There was also a Chinese news report video released, which shows off the construction of the park. From the video, the theme park looks massive, and the few shots of the architecture we've seen do great justice to the concept material. It was rumored earlier that Joyland would include a video game museum and a dedicated esports center. Here's one picture of Joyland's concept, blah, blah, blah. And then you can see pictures of the concept art from World of Warcraft, and then the actual architecture being built in a fuzzy background.
Great. We need to put that on the Facebook there. That's pretty cool.
All right, we'll throw that up there.
That's
Boom
great.
Goes the dynamite.
We'll put a link to that and the Federal Reserve video.
Back to more emails. Quincy. Remember Quincy? He was the one who wanted to play Call of Duty.
I do.
I think it was 2 weeks ago. I don't know.
Yeah.
And he says, thanks, guys. You helped me so much. I'd love to be on the show. Because we said, hey, let's have Quincy and his parents. And he could be, I love this.
That's so great.
I'd love to be on the show, but my parents wouldn't. That made me laugh.
I like your reading of these 15-year-olds.
First, I need to get a headset from iTouch, though. I'll give it a little character.
That's good.
I'll black,
black
it out.
Yep. Yeah.
He says, P.S., I'm 13 and my parents are 42. P.P.S., it's more M-rated games in general. It's just I want to play Call of Duty most. I'm allowed to play Call of Duty 3 because it's rated T. And Kevin kind of said this when we were reading this email before the show, but yeah, like we said, Quincy, it's really coming from a place that your parents love you, and they just want to make sure that you're not being exposed to crazy violence, because unfortunately, the media portrays a lot of these violent video games in the light of creating serial killers or these guys that will climb on top of the bell towers at a college and start shooting at people. And
only the ugly girls.
And we know that to not be true, and we hope it to not. I mean, honestly, I cannot say without a shadow of a doubt that it's not true, but I stand by the theory that violent people are going to be violent whether they play video games or not.
Yeah, yeah. Not to get
now,
all...
a video game could improve his aim. Yep. I'll give him that. I will say that.
Not to get all deep on you. But, you know, crazy people are going to do crazy stuff.
Exactly.
Regardless of whatever sets them off. Absolutely a game touches on that areas, and I think we need to be socially responsible. You know, someone that is an alcoholic should not go hang out in bars. I understand that, but it doesn't stop the rest of us from being able to have a drink.
Exactly. There's another one. Victor wrote, the podcast was awesome. Disappointed that it was 30 minutes long, though.
Well, I hope you enjoyed 60.
I have a question.
Why are you mad at Adam Sandler?
Why not? Because he's my Oprah.
Yeah, but see, I mean, why are you mad like Adam Sandler? Because of all the things that people just want you to talk more. And if Lord knows there's one thing you want to do is talk
How
more.
Dare you?
This is not an insult. How is
How
that insulting?
Dare you?
You know.
Are backhanded. You are coming around town to tell me, hey, you love to talk.
You do like to talk.
Can I maintain a little modesty and pretend like I I hate it, but secretly
but
love
why,
it.
But why that? That's immodest.
It gives me depth. What? Double Ott has taught me a few things, and then I am a shallow, one
if you could
monotone
have
person.
One job, what would it be?
To voice all black people ever.
So, there it is.
The Martin Luther King of media.
You're one step in the wrong direction.
I'm sorry?
With that statement, you're going the wrong way.
I don't understand.
You see, Martin Luther King supported the black people.
Uh-huh.
Wanted equal rights and for the, the division of black and white to be eliminated. And there would be celebrate our differences, but not use them as an excuse to hit somebody with a fire hose. You know, that's what he stood for.
Was he insane?
Two steps in the wrong direction. And people think I'm the racist on this show.
Who said you were the racist?
I don't know. Somebody on the Facebook wall.
You got to stay away from that.
What are you against all Facebook people now?
Clearly. I mean, look at them. Look at them.
They're 15-year-olds.
No, they all look alike is what I'm trying to say. All Facebooks look alike.
Yeah.
You know, with the holding the camera. Well, that's more of an old MySpace thing. Remember MySpace? Remember when they used to hold the camera up so you could see the boobies? That was inappropriate.
You okay over there?
Huh?
You miss your wife, don't you?
A little bit. A little bit. Hold it together.
Should we hit pause? Do you need to go to get another?
No, we got
to
do more. Just got to make it. Oh, we're done. No, we got to do 30 more minutes.
We haven't even talked about a single game.
Just 30 more minutes. Play with your microphone and your knobs for 30 more minutes.
I will punch you, Adam.
He says, I have a question that probably can be answered on the next podcast. We don't know. We'll see. We're gonna read it and we're going to find out, Victor. Check your tone.
Sorry. You okay?
I'm sorry.
All right.
That's the Ricola talking. By the way, thanks for answering my question on the voicemail. I feel honored, as you should. I have a question to Mr. Warsham. What kind of comedy do you do? Religion, racism, politics, etc.
Yes.
Personally, I do etc. Nobody is covering the et cetera topics. That's what I'm going after. Huh?
The et cetera is like, hey, so I have a cat. Segway. What's up with pillows that aren't soft enough? Segway.
I do not do the et cetera topics. I apologize. I'm going to rein that back in. I'm going to do it in another. If you want my answer to that question, because I figured Victor's the only one who cares, so you could find it on the Facebook page. He says, also, are you on Comedy Central? No, I am not.
Yes,
because
you are.
I am.
Oh, no, you're not.
No, I am not, because they are horrible.
Oh.
And they hate black people. What?
You're trying to get on Comedy Central, aren't you? Right now, with that little statement.
What if it did?
Yeah, that would be great.
All the little double Otts of the world start sending off little messages to the Comedy Central.
They'd send it twice.
Stop being racist. Get this cracker on Comedy Central. said, I heard some.
Yeah, I'm going to go start that fan page.
Stop
being racist.
I've heard some of your comedy, and it's the best comedy I've heard in a while. It's not dirty or about sex, and it's clean. You should also have your own show. I do. I have two of them. Now, I heard that you were an Assassin's Creed fan, and I was wondering, how do you feel about the ending to Assassin's Creed 2 and the cliffhanger in Assassin's Creed 3 Brotherhood, or Assassin's Creed Brotherhood, and what do you think should be explained in Assassin's Creed 3? No, I'm going to assume, Victor, that you mean when you say Assassin's Creed 3 that you're really talking about Assassin's Creed 4, because Assassin's Creed Brotherhood was Assassin's Creed 3. Here's my thing. I really liked the first one. I thought it was a great concept where it's almost like, if you don't make a sequel to this game, it's going to turn into Egypt. You know what I mean? Like, people are going to go nuts. Because I remember playing it going, I know. I just played this entire game that probably took me, I'm guessing, 10 hours total, 12 maybe, or something like that. And I have no idea what's going on in the story. I know the dynamic of this, like, ancestor guy that I'm jumping around and climbing on rooftops and stuff. And, but I don't know what's going on in the present world of this world, you know? And I was like, oh, this is such a great idea. Then the second one came out, and they give you a little bit more, and I'm like, okay, we're getting closer. And I remember thinking, I'm like, this sucks to be them, because no matter what, we're going to be disappointed.
Right.
Because for it to live in my head, it's just going to be awesome, and I'm going to have all these ideas, or just the not knowing is going to be cool. And then as I figure, I'm like,
I
guess
you
could have done that.
Yeah.
You know? Excuse me. And so then I played this last one, and it just felt like a kind of a rehashing of the previous one. Mm. But with this new concept where you send out minions of assassins to go do jobs that you never see. Mm. And I was thinking about that today because I knew we were doing the show tonight. And I was like, you know, I wonder as developers if they have like companies or executives. Like when you're developing a sitcom, a lot of times you'll have this sitcom. And It's like I heard this story on Adam Carolla's podcast where he was writing a sitcom. He did an independent movie with his sidekick that he has, Oswaldo, who's an actual carpenter that used to work with him before Adam Carolla was Adam Carolla. Mm-hmm. And so he cast them as his sidekick in this movie. And so in the sitcom, they're like, hey, we're going to have this Colombian or Nicaraguan sidekick, and we're going to use Oswaldo. And they go, yeah, we can't use him. He's an unknown. You know, he's not an actor. He's like, yeah, but I shot an entire independent movie with this guy. And the character's written for him. Like, if somebody comes in and tries to do the accent, it's not going to sound right. It's going to sound too understandable, or it's going to sound racist.
Right.
So it's better if we just use this guy. He's like my Chewbacca. That's the joke.
Right.
Is that he says nonsense, and I actually understand what he's saying, and I can talk to him, but nobody else can understand him. They're like, yeah, we just don't like it. So they make him cast this Cuban actor who's doing this Nicaraguan accent. So they do the read, and then the network goes in and gives notes, and they're like, yeah, we got to do something about that guy who's doing the Nicaraguan accent. It's starting to sound racist. Mm. And he's like, yeah, that's what I said. So now can we just use Oswaldo? No, you got to work on that guy. Work on his accent.
Ugh.
Get it better so it sounds more real.
Ugh.
So my point was is that if they would have just let him do what he was hired to do, all that stuff. I wonder if they do have that in video games. Because I feel like Assassin's Creed could have developed more of the story and would have been fine instead of rehashing the same game and then going, oh, let's add this other side thing. Like, yeah. I don't know how many people were like, oh, my gosh, I get to pick areas on a map and send people to go do missions that I never see. Yeah, that was awesome. Way to use some developing hours on that. That is
maybe
incredible.
That might be an attempt to flesh out the story. Like, we need to put more into the world. Well, how about this? We'll just put blinking lights on the world. Well, I know that in the first Sly game.
You know what's great about that for me?
What's it?
I was like, where is he going with this? What does he mean? And in my mind, I was like, you know what? That's a solid point, because they could just, like, in cutscenes, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
they could just say, because I was like, oh, they're trying to show that Enzio is in charge of the assassins, like,
yeah, that's
clan.
What it sounds like they're trying to do.
But they could have just had him send away stuff in a cutscene instead of making it, like, your job to, you know, because it just becomes stupid stuff for nothing.
Yeah.
And then when you said, let's just put little dot lights on the map. And I was like, oh, that's not what he was thinking. But that's funny.
That is what they were thinking. They thought that would expand it. It sounds cheap. Like, here, you want to learn more about the world of assassins?
Okay.
There are other assassins.
What?
They're going to go here, here, and here.
Yeah.
Do we see that? No.
And it's not like you, and for somebody who's kind of obsessive about games like I am, where I have to finish all that little stuff. It makes me angry that when I check off a city, that more stuff all of a sudden pops up. I'm like, no. Mm-hmm. I was done with Belgium, assholes, okay? I was done. I finished it all. And I don't need to go back and poison a well, okay? I don't need to do that. I don't need to woo a constable or whatever the hell you want me to do.
I can't remember who at Sucker Punch told me this, but they described, you know, a publisher like Sony.
Hold on, Sucker Punch.
Sucker Punch are the folks that develop Sly.
Never heard of it.
Listen to last week's.
Boom!
Sony has to make sure, as they described, that all the kids are playing in the sandbox and have their own little section of the sandbox. And I think the case that they mentioned was in the first Sly game, there's this dance sequence that happens with Ms. Ruby. And
this is one where Murray's stealing stuff in the background, right?
That the third game. There's a...
My bad. I'm going to shut up now.
No, it's good. There's an opera thing that's very similar to that, very much funnier. But in the first game, a couple of the boss battles were different and weird, and this is one. And it was just at the time the Dance Dance Revolution came out, so that was the big popular alternative game. And so you were doing this thing where you either move left or right or up or down, and the original commands, the way we actually first recorded it, was up, down, left, right. That was what you yelled. And she yelled, the person who recorded Ms. Ruby, you know, said up, down, left, right, and Sly was like up, down, left, right. And then
you jump and press the circle button.
Exactly. They went through development, and Sony kicked back and said, it's too similar to DDR. You have to change it. And that's when they came up with Zigzag Voodoo, which was then triangle, square, circle.
Slide, you jump and press the circle button.
Circle button.
So you're saying that this is like they didn't want to put this in there.
That wasn't theirs, but because Sony was also publishing Dance Dance Revolution, and they were afraid that it was a little too close to Dance Dance Revolution, they
mucked it up.
They changed it. They're like, you got to be a little different.
Yeah, and it's so funny to also, because I think it's hard for all of us to wrap our minds around the idea that it is a business.
Yeah.
Because video game, like, especially now.
Yeah.
Now we're it's like when we watch, and we've talked about it a little bit on the show, but we haven't had an episode devoted to it, but that the secret origin of DC Comics or whatever, that documentary. One of the things that I thought was interesting was that at a time when you invent something new, like comic books and video games, right? At a certain point in the development of this industry, people who grew up playing them, the originals, now get to make them.
Yeah.
And there's always that change then that comes from it.
The sequel I'm going to do to Pong is going to rip your brains skull. This might reveal too much, but it's okay if I get in trouble. Is in the second Sly game, there's this creature called the Contessa, and she has this hypnotic ability. She's developed this device that can control criminals to do really terrible things. You know, like send them out on assassins missions and that kind of
thing.
So when they were developing it, the thing that they wanted to call it was the Hypno Box. And when they were, they actually just went onto Google, typed in the word Hypno Box, and if it came back with too many hits, they changed the name. And they're like, well, that looks like it's too much trouble. Come up with a new name. So they created the Mind Shuffler. So that's the that's like self-imposed copyright or self-imposed editing.
The brain time not change make like
no one no has one that. That hit zero hits.
Please leave a room.
We do have network connectivity problems though.
Damn, best joke on television. That is the best joke on television, and I think I missed it in the actual episode.
Oh, it's pretty funny.
Oh, damn it, that's so funny. For those of you who don't know, we're talking about Parks and Rec. Is when what's that guy's name? I always forget his name.
Oh, I don't remember. Andy Stanley. Sure.
Andy, I think you're right. Andy, I think it is Andy. Where he goes, she's like ill or something, and he goes, I put your symptoms into this computer, and it says you're suffering from network connectivity problems.
You know, that character is he was sacrificed after the first season because he was much more intelligent and a much bigger jerk, and now he's like the lovable dumb guy, and I always call her Karen Filippelli from The Office. She's the actual jerk on the show,
It's great. I love that guy so much. That's a great
network
character.
Connectivity.
So so that's where I stand, Victor, on the Assassin's Creed. Will I get Assassin's Creed 4? Yes. I just wish that it was more about this idea of going back to an ancestor and this weird company in the modern world. Like, I wish they would have brought more of that in. Instead, it's just, I feel like they flesh out a little bit of the live action. But it's only by, or I'm sorry, the live action, the present time, but it's only by making you play the same mechanics that you do in the other game in a less cool environment or situation.
You know, and you mentioned cutscenes earlier, and something I've been wrestling with is why cutscenes always seem to suck. Like, even if they're super high res and look amazing, there's always this disjointedness between the cutscene and the actual gameplay. And I can think of very few games in which the cutscenes don't seem like something a studio did far removed from me, and then it's as if they hand the thing back. Okay, now you're going to do something else. You know, some games will go so far as the characters that are in the cutscene weren't even with you on the mission.
Yeah.
They just suddenly appear, and I don't know why we've accepted that as a convention.
I think the only thing that comes close is maybe Heavy Rain, but that's
right.
That's the opposite where
but even
gameplay, because Heavy Rain is really a movie.
Right.
And the gameplay kind of mucks up the cutscene. You know what I mean?
Well, yeah, because that's exactly it. Because in Heavy Rain, you do those moments where you suddenly have these amazing goggles on. Mm-hmm. You're walking around. Stuff is glowing. You're touching it. But in reality, because what they want you to do is go through the beats at the same timely manner that you would if you were watching it on the screen.
Mm-hmm.
But if you don't, I mean, really, you're out there wandering in the field for 20, 30 minutes, and nobody comes up to you and goes, hey, are you all right?
You okay? What's going on with you?
You know, just in reality, some of you are like, hey, we're almost done here. what are you still doing climbing up that hill three times?
That is hilarious.
That would be the game I want
to
play.
The real time idea of like you're like wandering like imagine like your mom playing Heavy Rain and she's like can't manipulate the character, so like you're the outside looking at it from instead of the first
she's
person.
She's bumping into walls. Yeah. Oh, excuse me.
Like taking every little step in like the grass, and so this cop goes, "Hey, we're getting into overtime. we've done everything we need to do. Can you do me a favor and just climb up to the top of that freeway overpass real quick and just kind of walk around up there and then come back down? All right, great. That'd be awesome.
Well, what if you just miss it? Sorry, time's up.
Time's up.
You got to go. Like your BlackBerry in the game goes off. Yeah. Isn't that something the game does? The controller vibrates. Yeah. You press circle button. You look down. They're like, hey, you're late for dinner.
Not heavy rain. You don't press circle button. You have to do a scoop with the right analog stick and then take the left analog stick and shove it up your nose while holding down all of the trigger buttons. And that's how you answer your phone.
And then press the circle button. But actually jump.
But weirdly enough, if you're hanging out with the hooker there, to hit it with a shocker, all you got to do is press circle.
Oh, well, that seems
and jump terrible. And press the circle. I just got that. I'm an ass.
Oh, welcome back. Welcome yeah. back.
All right. So that's Assassin's Creed Talk with Kevin and Justin. Here's somebody else. My name's Ben. I'm a huge Sly Cooper fan.
Well, hi, Ben. How are you? Yeah. You sound like my buddy Justin.
Who just discovered the podcast via a friend of mine. My question for you regarding Sly 3 is, why didn't they give the guru a voice actor? I did that like a radio guy. Did you pick up on that? Because he doesn't really? Have a voice actor. Uh-huh. It always annoyed me that he would just speak in tongues. No subtitles, just sounds. And yet all of the other characters could somehow understand him perfectly. Do you have any idea why Sucker Punch went this route for him? If they didn't want or find a voice actor, why didn't they at least do subtitles so it made more sense? Thanks a lot, guys. Keep up the good work with the podcast. Ben Liebowitz.
Right now, Mia is frantically searching through the internet to find the name of the voice actor who played the guru.
Who did the...
It was a voice actor.
Well, technically, Ben.
Exactly. He was actually a very talented actor, if I remember correctly. I'm like, oh, you seem like you're kind of...
He made up a language.
This. Yeah, exactly. He was an older dude. They do have a voice actor. Let's start there.
Thanks, Ben. Somebody... Next question.
I think that they were trying to be funny, really, yeah. To answer your question with as little sarcasm as I can, they were
no
trying
intended
to do a gag.
Sarcasm.
Yeah, exactly. There are a number of times where they do the same sort of gag that Adam Carolla tried to do with his Chewbacca. Yeah. I guess you were one of the executives that didn't think that was funny either.
I don't understand what that lizard's saying to me. I don't get it.
It was a koala.
How come nobody understands what? I'm sorry, it's what?
It's a koala?
It looks like a lizard.
Okay. You know what? You're right, Mr. NBC.
Oh, that turned out so great that I didn't know what it was. That was awesome. Damn it, the people listening to this are having the time of their lives. That's funny to just me.
There's a few times where they say something deep and they turn to the guru and he comes back with and they're like, very good point. I think you're right. We should do what the guru says. And then they go off and do.
Do they do the foreign movie or the interpreter bit where it's like booga boo?
Yep.
You mean we have to go?
Yeah.
Bless him. Humor.
Jokes all around.
Hey, you guys, first off, I love the podcast.
Oh, but wait. I'm sorry you don't like the guru, because I think his ability is one of the coolest abilities in all of the games.
To change into a lizard?
You're funny, because you're almost right.
Damn it.
He can run, and he just stops, and he shakes his walking stick, and suddenly becomes whatever object is near him.
What is Sucker Punch's obsession with canes and sticks and wheelchairs?
I think it's in the genre. But when he runs, he's got like a bad leg, so he's like go 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 go.
I think it's in the genre.
It's in the cane genre.
That's funny.
But he'll become a different things, and depending on what level you're in, he'll become something that's familiar, and he never becomes the same thing two times in a row. So one time it'd be this kind of stick, then he'll be a bush. Then it'll be a rock.
But if he's a stick, he's a different stick, is what you're saying?
There's like more than one stick. It's all the same kind of junk that's in the terrain, and he'll just become one of the things. So he can't really do anything except for control people with his mind and become something.
So it's just a chameleon thing where he camouflages as like a cactus because that's what's in the environment.
Exactly.
So he could get close enough to control one of the big bulldogs.
That's the game.
I could write this stuff.
You just did.
Boom. Hey,
Sly 5.
Hey, you guys, just saying, first off, I love the podcast. It's awesome and funny and just good.
Hey,
why
thanks.
Can't it be great, jackass? I was listening to episode 305/306, and for the levels with the Mexican dinosaurs and about San Francisco and the stealing moon rocks, for me, I would love to see Sly Cooper and the gang in Las Vegas and knock over a casino. Long live Sly Cooper and the awesome voice actor, Kevin Miller.
Oh, thank you.
The juice is loose.
The juice is loose. That's from Sly 2. They kind of did knock over a casino in the first game. They went to Boomtown and fought Mugshot. And
yeah, but that's like
casino.
Old Vegas. That's, you know, that's I think fair. What he's talking about, he wants the Bellagio.
Like an Ocean's 11 kind of.
That's what he's saying.
They will. It doesn't take much time.
That
would have
been so much cooler than Hero. Am I making a boo-boo here?
Wait,
I was
going to
say that
would have
been so much cooler than Heroes on the Move.
Oh, yeah.
If you would have Jack and Daxter and all those guys doing Ocean's 11, like,
they had,
crime.
Well, they had to do it this way because they're all from different universes. You know, Sly's universe is all anthropomorphic animals, and the other guys are in these, like, wacky alien worlds, so they don't even exist on the same plane.
Okay, listen.
Yeah.
They came up with a koala that turns into a stick. They can't come up with a way for all of them to just get
they
together
did.
And knock over a casino run by Andy Garcia.
That, sure.
Al Pacino. Who was in the first one? Wasn't Al Pacino the
I
bad
think
guy?
So, yeah. The guy from Murphy's
Victor Day. Again. Hello, I'm sure you met me on Facebook. I got some ideas you could talk about. I would like to see you all talk. Oh, this is more of in. Victor, you got to let go of Assassin's Creed, buddy. he says, I would like you to talk about Sly Cooper series versus Assassin's Creed series. I know that Mr. Miller favors the Sly Cooper series. Wonder why. Mr. Warsham favors the Assassin's Creed. Wonder why. I don't know. No, never got a paycheck.
I don't either. You just
and I want to see you two have a good argument about it. So let's not muck this up and make it a crappy one.
All right. Bring it. I'm ready. I'll tell you what.
How nerdy is it that you threw down a stylus right now? You just said.
I am messing around. You want a good argument. This is about to be good.
I love the show and everything it stands. So he literally chucked a stylus down. Okay. Well, it's on like Donkey Kong.
We're fighting.
He also says, if you can, Mr. Warsham. Wait, hold on. He says, if you can. Oh, and Mr. Warsham, why did they get you to do an African-American role in every video game almost? It's probably because you're a comedy and you laugh. I don't know why. I guess it's the tone of my voice, or something like that.
I guess it's the tone of my voice.
Did I sound black on it? No, okay,
just every accent in one.
That's the only. It is. It's just a weird thing that's always what happened. Is that maybe I could hit that timber without sounding
maybe,
fake or anything like that? We're good.
Awesome.
So, there's that. But let's.
Well, I think when you perform, like when you begin to perform, you get louder.
Yeah.
And you go a little deeper when you do it. Which
I mess up my credit.
Yes.
When I perform.
That one was.
I'm not a racist, but that was pretty funny.
Right? Came in low and fast.
Man, you are. That is a very specific white person's joke, too.
Right.
That was pretty harsh.
Not going to be renting in this apartment. Hey-o!
Wow, that's specific.
Yep. No, we love them here. And by them, I mean, you know, in the nice way.
You were going to get hit by so many lawsuits, dude.
What? I can't get hit by a lawsuit. I have no money.
I think they could still sue.
That they know about. So let's talk about it. Now, here's what I think is very valid, is that a lot of people on the Facebook page have commented that Sly Cooper... that Assassin's Creed is a knockoff of Sly Cooper, that it's the same basic concept.
Oh, really? I thought Assassin's Creed came first. What's the one with the exclamation mark above your head?
That's Metal Gear Solid.
I always do that.
Yeah. Sound nothing alike.
I have more to go on than the name there, Jackalope.
Yeah. Gameplay, nothing alike. Like, if you could compare Assassin's Creed is more like Sly Cooper because Metal Gear Solid, you're hiding in a cardboard box and everything is slow. Everything is like ungodly
but
slow. Don't shoot anybody.
If you play Sly 2, which you have hundreds of times,
right?
There is an element of you have to sneak around. If you get too close to somebody, you have to start to tiptoe. If you make too much noise, you have to take them out. That's all in Metal Gear Solid,
yeah.
Right? Yeah. That's what I was referring to.
Yeah, the sneaking concept of it. Yeah. Well, that's also there in Assassin's Creed. Now, here's what I think. I think that the reason why I have played Assassin's Creed and not Sly Cooper is just because it's a marketing thing.
I'm the voice of Sly Cooper. Like, why haven't you ever popped that game in just to see what I've done?
I have.
Yeah, but you've never played it the whole way through.
You had it. I played it at your house. I'm pretty sure I bought the first copy.
I stand corrected.
I think I bought it. Like, I bought it and was like, hey, look what Kevin did. And
that might be true.
And I gave it to you.
It was like 10 years ago.
Yeah. But so.
Of the game? Maybe. I'm pretty sure I own the game.
Not the first copy of the game. Like, I wasn't standing outside the assembly line, but you know what I mean.
No, but you did buy the magazine when it came out.
Oh, yeah, that idea. Yeah, I got that because I saw it at the store.
That was nice.
So, but I played it because Sly Cooper seems more like it's geared towards a younger market than age is.
Yeah.
I guess I do like that sneaking idea. I like that there's a realism to Assassin's Creed. That's what you know, I like that you can literally really jump off of a 100-foot tall cathedral, and all you need to land in is a trailer of hay, and you could be just fine.
That's how
it's that
is.
Realism that I want brought to the table. I love that you could be clad in a white hood,
yeah,
covered in knives, and just casually be trailing a courtesan.
Mm-hmm.
Or any kind of person, and if they turn around and they look at you and they see you standing there, and when you suddenly change directions and jump into, like, I don't know, on a bench or a well or another trailer of hay, that they're like, eh, and then they just keep moving, not fearing for their lives when they live in a world where people who wear white hoods are assassins. I just feel like Sly doesn't pay that, you know, it doesn't have that same attention to detail in realism.
You know, your point is valid in that, you know, I think about Star Wars and what is it about Star Wars where they'll put anything with the word Star Wars on the outside of it and I will gobble that stuff up like it's McDonald's and I'm your son.
Yeah.
That terrible Clone Wars 2 or what? No, what was the...
The animated show?
No, the game you played. I'm blanking on
it. Oh, Force Unleashed 2.
One of the worst games I've ever played.
Yeah.
Could not stop playing it. Was determined to beat it because I wanted to see more of the Star Wars universe.
Yeah.
I mean, it was the same game again and again and again. You literally just keep seeing the same map again and again and again, multiple times in that game, to the point where you don't even know where you are. You're like, did I just backtrack somehow going straight?
It's funny that you were just talking about cutscenes because it is the game is a Sisyphus of cutscenes. Like, where you're just like, okay, I just gotta muddle through this, and then I'm gonna get just 5 more minutes of story.
Oh, I really want the story, and it's not that great of a story.
No.
It's the same thing with Clone Wars, the animated series Clone Wars. Some of the best animation I've ever seen. Clearly targeted towards 8-year-olds. I love that show. Just watch it all the time, over and over and over. But I didn't play the Clone Wars video game. I got that for the PS2. That was PS3. It was pretty terrible. That was a pretty bad game. Played it for about a minute.
I can't get into the series.
The Clone Wars animated show?
Yeah, I can't get into
that.
That's good. I like the movie, but I got it because I thought, oh, this will be cool.
The animated film?
Yeah, the Clone Wars. I like that.
Oh, my gosh.
I remember correctly.
It was terrible. I thought it was. I liked it, too, but it was...
But you go back, because here's what Star Wars does to you. Star Wars does, like what you're saying, he's like, there's some kind of thing about, for me, it's
what
just
is
Jedi.
It about that?
I don't know, but there's something about the Jedi thing that makes them so cool. That
it's just like this.
They're like John
universe.
Wayne's of us.
And then there's like Lizard, and just the choice, they can never seem to do anything wrong in Star Wars. You can do anything in Star Wars. You stick a feather on a robot's head and stick that in a muscular guy's shirt, and he stands out on a sandy beach with an inner tube made of metal behind him, and you're like, damn, that is so cool.
Can't wait to get that for my kid.
Yeah, for your kid. Totally for your kid. Not for yourself, for your kid. I don't know what it is.
All right, so there was your argument about Assassin's Creed. Sly Cooper.
The truth is, I don't think I've ever played Assassin's Creed before.
It's kind of slower than I think of Sly Cooper. Well, this is the perfect argument. I've never played Sly Cooper other than the 5 minutes to hear you talk.
Yeah, exactly. And
I think at your apartment.
Creed. Sly Cooper's funny, though. Is Assassin's Creed funny? It is?
No, it's not meant to be funny.
Yeah.
Although it is cool that about Assassin's Creed Brotherhood that just came out. They're making a movie about the Baglia family, which is, I guess, the original crime family of Italy.
Ooh.
And that's your nemesis in Assassin's Creed 3.
Fun.
So I thought that was interesting.
Are the meerkats in it?
I don't know.
From Meerkat's Manor?
Oh, I'd love them to be in that. I'd love to see a Meerkat Manor. I mean, come on. Wouldn't you like to see Babyface take on the Baglia family?
Hell yeah.
Shakespeare, you're right.
Yeah, Shakespeare was one of them. They had a few. Bright Eyes.
All right, we got to wrap it up.
Hey.
We got to wrap it up. This show has been brought to you by Audible.com. That's right. Boom. Daddy's got a sponsorship. So go to secondfunniestpodcast.com. Click on the banner at the top of the page.
Don't ignore the banner because I went to the page earlier and I'm like, what is that crap? Oh, yeah, that's their sponsor.
Yeah.
Don't ignore it.
Yeah. If you click on it, and you can't just go to audible.com and sign up or whatever, but if you click on that banner, it gives you a free trial, which essentially turns into a free audiobook download. Now, unfortunately, because we have a lot of listeners that are under the age of having a credit card that listen to the show now, so this does not qualify for you, so we're trying to find
more
sponsors.
But we do have people that aren't, so if you do have a credit card, do it.
Yeah, go for it, because you could literally get a free book out of it. Like I said,
Do they have the Harry Potters on Audible?
Oh, yeah.
You can get that for free?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, it's worth
one at a time.
do. Well, I mean, can that be your free book? Is Audible?
You get one Harry Potter book.
Oh my gosh, yeah. Do that. That's amazing. You'll be amazed. That's the coolest gift we've ever given our listeners.
Right.
Yeah.
You're welcome. The other thing is, if you go to justincomedy.com, my new CD, Paternally Challenged, is available through a digital download there. Or you could actually...
Why was that a question mark?
Because I think it's cool. I think it's... Oh, I'm sorry. Did I say it wrong?
Yeah,
I
was like, through a digital download? There?
I was trying to say, like, look at what I did. Like, that's pretty... Even though I didn't do it, my web guy did it. But I was like... I like that idea, and I get more money off of that than if you buy it at iTunes. But if you prefer iTunes, it's also available on iTunes and Amazon.com. And if you are a subscriber, a paid subscriber to this show and support the show, you should have already gotten an email with your free digital download of that album, Paternally Challenged. What else? What else? What else?
Did you want to tell everybody our screen names?
Oh, that's right.
Do we have time?
Yes.
Okay.
Mine.
Wait, here are the rules.
Okay, bye.
Here are the rules. We're going to share, because we've talked about this. We felt like we want to hang out with you guys in the world of Xbox and PlayStationing. But here's the thing. We don't own every game.
Yeah.
Please don't ask us to play NHL 12, because I can't. It's a hard game. I tried it. Don't be upset if we don't play. I'm not on the Xbox hardly ever.
Me neither.
And when I do, a lot of times we turn it on to watch movies. Kat and I do.
Yep.
So don't be dropping us a million messages. That's all. Say hi. Feel free. If we're playing a game, I'll get Heroes on the Move. I'd love to play that with you. But don't be hurt. Just don't be a hater that we don't want to play.
I think that's the real message.
Yeah.
The real message is that if, for whatever reason, you send us a message and we don't respond within 30 seconds, our fear is that we don't want to be called douchebags or a-holes.
Or at all. Like, if you're just like, hey, Kevin, what's up? I'm probably not going to take the time to use the very cumbersome texting ability that the PlayStation has to write back and say, hi. I'll say it on the show. We read every email.
Yeah.
We respond to stuff on Facebook. But by giving you our usernames for our Xbox and PlayStation, it's like inviting you into our homes. Like, literally, you're on our TV. Like, we're going to have to see you turn your Xbox on and off all day long. Here's the thing. My Guild Wars screen name is Karina North. Find me in there. Let's go kill some Kurziks together.
Whoa.
All day long. And if you're Kurzik, you're prepared to go down at the Jade Quarry.
I don't know what that means.
Yeah.
But it sounded pretty intense. You threw a stylus down again. Oh, shit, Kurziks. It's on like Donkey Kong.
We're also not going to put this on the Facebook, so don't put our names on the Facebook. So
yeah, please.
You want to know it, you have to listen to the show.
So mine is Justin Comedy on both Xbox Live and the PlayStation Network. It's
really?
All one word, Justin Comedy.
Wait, what names do I have for you?
You should have Justin Comedy. I changed it on Xbox, but maybe it has an update.
Oh, that's right.
It.
The Big Papa used to be. On the Xbox, I'm December 21, all one word. It's also my birthday. On the PlayStation, the Kevin Miller.
Boom!
There it is.
So let the friend requests come in. Now, watch us make this big thing. Nobody adds us.
They're like, I'll do it later. They never do.
Come on.
But we look forward to gaming with you. Let's play some games.
All right.
We can play Carcassonne on the Xbox.
Or recommend games, too. Like, because that's what I mean, like I said.
Bias games.
Oh, wow.
Some games.
Yes.
You got an old game you're not playing anymore.
That's the way to do it. The way to do it is to talk for 5 minutes. Don't talk to me. Don't send me message. But buy us stuff.
Go to audible.com and download Harry Potter.
Boom. On behalf of my good friend, Kevin Miller, this is Justin Warsham saying, okay, bye.